Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The gender pay gap has not improved in the Metro Nashville workforce since tracking began more than a decade ago. But newly published data shows that starting pay is almost identical for men and women when they're first hired to work for the city. Jihan Mohammed is a research analyst with the Metro Human Relations Commission and produced the Inclusivics report.
When you look at the starting salary, it looks great. We're like, oh, okay, yeah, me and a man are going to earn almost an identical salary, and hopefully we're going to get promoted and get paid. But something happens. Women are staying behind men.
On our midday show, This is Nashville, Mohammed suggested the city undertake a review of promotions to identify why the pay gap widens the longer women work for the city. The Inclusivics report also recommends that the city give its employees the option to identify as non-binary so that data can be captured and analyzed before the next reporting period. As credits for electric vehicles expire and demand shifts, the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga is pivoting. The East Tennessee facility had been building the ID4. Now, the German company is halting production of the electric compact SUV. The plant will instead assemble a gas-powered model called the Atlas. According to the company, hourly employees will be moved to other jobs based on seniority, and it will offer early retirement to other workers. The employees are represented by the United Auto Workers Union and finalized a collective bargaining agreement in February. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.